let's jump into John chapter 20, and we're going to get to the journeyal relationship of Thomas with the gospel. Now, poor old Thomas, he gets branded as doubting Thomas all the time. But the fact is that Thomas, there's a little bit of Thomas in all of us at some time in our lives. And so let's have a look. I'm going to go from verse 22, actually. It says this: "And when he said this, he breathed on them and said to them, 'Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they're forgiven because of their faith. If you retain the sins of anyone, they are retained and they remain unforgiven because of unbelief.'" And then Thomas's conversation: "But Thomas, one of the 12 disciples, who was called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples kept telling him, 'We have seen the Lord.' But he said, 'Unless I see his hands and the nail marks on his hands and feet, put my finger in the prints, I will not believe.' And about 8 days later, his disciples were again inside the house, and Thomas was with them. And Jesus came through the doors, though the doors rather were barred, and stood among them and said, 'Peace to you.'" We talked about that a little yesterday, about peace. "Peace to you. And then he said to Thomas, 'Reach here your finger and see my hands. Put your hand and place it on my side. Do not be unbelieving. Stop doubting. Start believing.'" He concludes by saying, "Happy and secure are those who can believe even though they doubted." And I wanted to take a moment today to talk to you about the power of shifting from unbelieving to believing, and the danger of doubting, and to encourage you that although doubting is dangerous, it is not deadly. There is a little opportunity for doubt in all of us about all kinds of things. We have little moments of doubt about some of the decisions we've made. Perhaps we might have moments of doubt about our relationships, or moments of doubt about our walk with the Lord. And Thomas represents that. It's interesting that he's one of a twin. I guess there's a bit of symbolism in there, you know, the two sides of the same thing. And Thomas doubted, and he said to his disciples, to his friends who were disciples, "I doubt." But here's the interesting thing: he was still welcome. And in fact, 8 days later, he's still in the house, even though he was the doubter. And I think that's something really important, that we make space for doubt to work its way out. A doubt can be like a little splinter, and it just needs a little bit of time to work its way out. And once it's out, there's huge relief. And I think we should be careful not to judge ourselves harshly, and not to judge other people harshly, because they're still welcome in the room. They're still welcome in the house. And there's something about this relationship that Thomas has with Jesus, that Jesus meets his expectation or hope to overcome his doubt. Jesus says, well, touch and feel and see. And sometimes we might need a touch and feel and see moment with the Lord. And one of the most powerful things about worship, one of the most powerful things about gathering, being in a house, not only being online, is the opportunity for God to touch our lives tangibly, to be able to reach out and express and experience. I'm sure many of you will be able to say, "I've been in worship and a song just hit the spot and the doubt dissipated." And Thomas is going through this journey of doubt, and he's trying to figure it out. And so there are a couple of things about that that I think is very important. First of all, doubt is dangerous, but it is not deadly. I want you to bear that in mind. Just because occasionally doubt settles in your heart doesn't mean it's the end of it all. It just means that for a little while, something has to work its way out of your soul. The second thing about doubt that I think we have to bear in mind is that doubt is deceptive. Doubt has a way of skewing our perspective or the facts or the scenario. And we start to see things through the lenses of doubt. And that's a very dangerous thing, because you lose the joy, you lose the peace, you lose the sense of security. And that was what Thomas's experience was. He had lost a lot of that, so that Jesus concludes at the end of that conversation by saying, those who have trust in the Lord will experience spiritual security, the favor of God, be happy and blessed. Something really powerful about that. And then there's one last thing about doubt that's very important to bear in mind. Doubt has a distancing effect. So doubt is dangerous, not deadly. Doubt is deceptive, but doubt distances. So Perhaps out of shame, you know, you don't want to feel like you're a hypocrite or whatever. You don't want to stand there and sing a song, or you don't want to hang around all these sort of seemingly happy people because you've got doubt. But let me let you in on a secret. Every single person in the room, from the guy in the front to the person at the back, has a twin called doubt. And every now and then, every one of us hears the voice of our doubting twin. And if you think you're the only one and that people will notice that you're like the oddball out and that you're being a hypocrite, I want to encourage you. There is a seat in the room, and Jesus will come even if the door is locked, and he will give you the opportunity to work through the doubt and let it come out your system so that you can feel secure, safe, happy, favored, and at peace again. We have to leave space for that. And I have this, I'm sorry, Matt, I realized as I was saying it that you and your twin brother, I don't mean it like that, okay? Neither of you are called Thomases. But we have to make space for people to be able to navigate that in peace and comfort. I'm really passionate about keeping it real. And in our relationship with God, one of the things we have to do to keep it real is just realize that there is this tension between believing and unbelieving. From time to time, something comes along and we go, I doubt that. And it's okay. It's the process of unraveling that, how safe it is to do that, that really builds incredible believers, believers that are pretty solid on their feet, like stand secure. Because we don't pretend it's not there, but we know how to let God work it through. And I just absolutely love that the disciples' response to Thomas was, we're meeting again, you should come. You should come. You're not in the same space as we are, but you should come. I love how that Jesus makes an effort with Thomas. In fact, I skipped a part I think is very powerful. Jesus literally asked, oh, did I skip it? Jesus literally asked, where is Thomas? I love that Jesus comes after our doubt and pursues against all barriers to get to us, and that it's okay to have this, I need to feel something before I can get over this little wobble of doubt. And so my prayer today is that God will navigate us through those wobbles, those obstacles, and it'll get us to a place of solid security in the Lord, and that the rest of us as believers wouldn't fake it, that we'll just admit that we all have a little bit of doubt from time to time about many things, and that we'll keep it real with everybody, allowing everybody in the room to work through whatever those doubts are and get to the other side of it, because doubt does come. And there's Thomas, a full example of that. And I hope that's been meaningful to you in navigating your own relationship with God. It happens. And it's okay. And there's still a seat at the table. And there's still room in the house. And Jesus will meet you there. So doubt is dangerous, but not deadly. Doubt is deceptive and doubt is distancing. So walk away. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for the privilege of knowing who you are and being able to call ourselves children of God. We pray, Lord, that you'll help us in our doubt. We're mindful of the disciples who said, Lord, we believe, but help us in our unbelief. Somehow there is this tension between these two things. And we pray, Lord, that you'll help us navigate it out. Teach us not to distance ourselves, but be in the room, and teach us that it is acceptable to say, I'm going to need to feel something to get past this doubt. And Lord, for each person listening to this devotion, both now and later, I just pray that you will make yourself present, evidently present in their lives today, so that thorn of doubt will work its way out the soul. Pray this in Jesus' name. And everybody said, Amen.